Hello to all the other fellow homeschool moms out there. I am Julie Gross, or My Three Sons with Heart of Dakota. I know how busy you all are, so I thought I would make an audio version of my latest blog post. It's from our house to yours, and the topic is criteria to choose between going half speed in a higher guide or full speed in a lower guide. Hope you enjoy it. On the phone for Heart of Dakota, I am often asked what a good criteria is for determining whether it is better to go half speed with a higher guide or full speed with a lower guide. I have used half speed pacing and full speed pacing throughout the past 17 homeschooling years with my sons. My criteria isn't a set list necessarily, but I will try to describe it here as best I can. Keep in mind, placement for children with special needs is done on a more case-by-case basis. It is based more on parents' preference, on personal goals, and level of involvement than what I am describing here. Criteria for choosing half-speed pacing. My criteria for running a guide half-speed is dependent on how my child is doing overall. If I can see my child has the skills intact to do a guide well, is trying his best, is choosing a good attitude, is working his hardest, but still just seems to be struggling, not with the skills in a guide, but with completing his guide in a timely fashion, I might go half speed for a while. Half speed seems to help me teach time management skills better, as well as the routine of the guide. For example, I started Bigger Hearts half speed with Riley at the end of his second grade school year. The next school year, I thought we'd start full speed, but he was not ready. He still needed time to grow in his time management skills. He loved school. However, using his time well was something he needed to learn. I knew this was an important habit to instill, as it would affect his work habits lifelong. So we changed to half speed. We worked on how to better use time with a timer, how to transition between subjects better with a marker board listing of what needed to be done, and how to work through a project in a way that allowed creativity but didn't let dawdling surface. By talking through the steps of a project, noting what I'd be looking for in the guide as far as assessment, and how to break the project down so he finished in a fairly timely manner. He then easily moved into doing Bigger Hearts full speed. Poor attitudes or work habits are character-based problems and are not a good criteria for going half speed. Sometimes children are properly placed and have the academic skills and ability to do a guide well. However, pesky things like poor attitude and poor work habits are the problem. If this is the case, and if character-based traits such as these need to be worked on, then we do that through focused encouragement and discipline instead of by slowing work to half speed. Poor habits are not rewarded by a lowered work expectation in the form of lessening work in school. Character-based issues are not good criteria for going half speed. Criteria for children who don't have the academic skills to proceed ahead to full speed successfully. A final placement scenario is if it becomes obvious the child does not have the academic skills to proceed full speed ahead successfully. If this criteria is the case, then doing a lower guide is the better placement. Half speed will not fix the fact that he or she did not have the skills in place to start the guide. The skills he or she needs are not taught at an introductory level in the guide. They were taught at the introductory level in the previous guide. Therefore, he or she needs to go back and be taught those skills first. How can you know if this is the case? Well, the placement chart and the first week of plans can make this criteria clearer. The placement chart skills need to be solidly in place for children to begin a guide. They are not skills to shoot for, to work on developing, or to grow into. Whatever the skills are listed in the column for a guide, the child should possess those skills to begin that guide. Using this criteria, a child will be well-placed for the entire year. An example of criteria for the story time of Little Hearts for His Glory. For example, when the placement chart lists the criteria that a child needs to be ready to listen to daily read-alouds that are classic short stories that foster listening skills and beginning narration skills for the story time of Little Hearts for His Glory, and a child does not have the attention span to listen to short classic sounding books with fewer pictures, that child is better placed in Little Hands to Heaven. I'm not talking about being able to immediately narrate well upon these books. Instead, I mean that the child has the ability to listen to the books being read without saying things like, "Where are the pictures?" or "I like this book better because I understand it better, and that book is a book that has a bunch of pictures," or is a book with a more simplistic plot or storyline. An example of criteria for reading in Bigger Hearts for His Glory. The placement chart lists the criteria that a child needs to be done with phonics and be either an emerging reader or be reading independently to begin Bigger Hearts. That means a child needs to be able to, at the very least, read the emerging reader set books well. So if a child is still doing phonics and cannot read the emerging reader set books, he should be placed in Beyond Little Hearts instead. An example of criteria for copy work in Beyond Little Hearts for His Glory. When the placement chart lists the criteria that a child needs to be able to copy sentences and study or copy spelling words to begin Beyond Little Hearts, that means a child needs to be ready to, at the very least, copy one sentence a day, as well as do the spelling word activities in the language arts box of plans. So if a child can only write one word of the poetry, or if a sentence of copy work a day is too much, that child should be placed in Little Hearts for His Glory instead. An example of criteria for reading in Creation to Christ. When the placement chart lists the criteria that a child needs to be reading independently, able to use John and the Heart of Reading, level 4 or 5, to begin Creation to Christ, that means that child needs to be able to read his history and science well independently, as well as able to read at least 4 or 5 level books independently with John the Heart of Reading to be able to start Creation to Christ. So if a parent is having to read aloud the history and the science, or if the child is unable to read 4 or 5 level books for John the Heart of Reading well, then that child should be placed in Preparing Hearts or Bigger Hearts instead. Age is only one part of the criteria in placement. I am trying to answer this question fully with not just the ages of children in mind. When using the placement chart, a child should not be growing into the skills within the columns of a guide. Rather, these are the academic skills a child needs to already possess to be able to do the guide properly. Skills cannot be fast forwarded. If a child does not have them, then a child must go back to get them. Going forward will only cause more skills to be missed. Eventually, a child must drop back to be taught them anyway. Other criteria that impacts placement. Sometimes, when looking at the placement chart, parents think children have skills they actually do not have. When they begin a guide, it becomes obvious they do not have them intact. Therefore, they must be placed a guide back. If children have not had a Charlotte Mason education, or are coming home from public school, or have been used to a textbook-style education, or have been used to a parent doing all of their reading, or have not done many follow-up activities in the form of skill-based learning, then oftentimes it is more difficult to place them accurately even with the placement chart. It just can be tough to tell which skills they really do have intact. By completing all the plans in a guide, children are well prepared for the next guide. I have not had to drop back a guide as I have been with Heart of Dakota from the start. The criteria I am sharing here is more for initial placement. Each guide truly does prepare children for the next guide, provided children are doing everything in the guide each day. A word of caution, skipping boxes results in skipping skills. This further results in children not having the skills in place to do the next guide. We've always made sure to do all that is planned in a guide. This ensures our children are learning the skills they need to progress. In closing, when using placement chart criteria, it is a good idea to really ponder if children have the skills intact to begin that guide, or if they need to go back and solidify some skills first instead. Second, is a good idea to really ponder if children have the godly character traits, good work habits, and solid time management skills in place to do their work well, and if not, to use encouragement and discipline to help them learn these skills. If it is a matter of managing time or teaching good work habits, then half speed can be utilized to help in this training phase. Third, it is a good idea to routinely have children be responsible for all of the work in a guide each day so that they do not fall behind in skills and find themselves unprepared for the next guide. In Christ, Julie, just wanted to say a PS as well. If you do need some help with placement, Heart of Dakota has many placement helps available. I listed them at the bottom of the blog post for your convenience, but just a summation really quickly. Number one, placement specialist by phone. Just give us a call any afternoon, Monday through Friday, and we'd be happy to help with that. Our phone number is listed on the website. Heart of Dakota message board. That's free to join. Please post your placement questions on the main board. Our placement chart. That's free to print and also is listed in the catalog. And then finally, the actual catalog, which is free to order, full of lots of helpful placement information. Thanks so much for joining me today and hope to see you next time. Thanks. Bye.